Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Bill Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 at Joyful Union Middle School and Senior School in Bellflower today. A letter was sent out to parents, and this was as the result of some materials that were found in a kid's book bag. Now, if you're a parent, you're aware that kids go online, and in recent years, kids have downloaded some information and materials that may not be in the very best interest of those children, and certainly not in the best interest of school safety, etc. Now, this is a Christian school in Bellflower. On the line with us is the Dean of Academics, Clara Bingham. And you tell us what it was that was found in this boy's book bag, Ms. Bingham, and tell us what the what action was taken.
Yes, Phil, we discovered in one of our students, one of our juniors' book bags today in their locker as well, and it was discovered by one of the instructors in a biology class for our junior students, material that had been downloaded from the Internet, and it was material that had to do with genetic engineering and cloning and DNA manipulation. This was material that was brought to my attention by our junior instructor, biology instructor, Mr. James, who had informed our office, informed the parents of the student involved, and we then sent out a letter to all parents involved that we were going to suspend our chemistry and biology classes for the foreseeable future because we felt this information that was in the possession of the student was of such a nature that it could portend some danger for the students involved and for our school. Young people, if you know kids, you know that young people can be a little egotistical. They are naturally curious, but they're also a little egotistical. They think they have life figured out. We are concerned that these things that they are downloading from the Internet on various sites can be applied in chemistry or biology classes, and that there can be some rudimentary manipulation of DNA as well as genetic manipulation, and we are very concerned about that.
So the kids are downloading information from the Internet about how to clone?
This is available to them, and you know, as an educator, I am certainly aware, as are other educators, that we're constantly fighting a battle with Internet sites, with the Internet in general, and informational sites that are potentially dangerous for young people. We think that this is information that is not in the best interest of children's education, especially when you're dealing with young people of that age. They, again, are young people who are naturally curious. They have an ego. When you're that age, you think you can't do anything. And if you put into the hands of a naturally curious 15 or 16-year-old child information on how to artificially manipulate DNA, genetic structure, and genetic engineering, you are giving a individual who has a an ego and a self awareness and an overinflated sense of self, and they think they can do anything. And so, with that information and that the youthful curiosity and the lack of maturity, things can happen in a biology class and in a chemistry class that we're just not too comfortable with.
Are you saying, in other words, and you have suspended biology and chemistry classes until when?
For the foreseeable future.
And what does that mean?
Yes, until such time as we can collect this information, we can make parents aware of where these sites are, and we can be assured of the fact that the children are not going to use this information and they have not already started using this information.
And so there are Internet sites that tell kids, I mean, I've heard of Internet sites that teach you how to build bombs. I've heard of Internet sites that teach you how to do all manner of destructive things. I was not aware that there are sites that teach you the rudiments of cloning.
Of genetic engineering, yes. And that is something that concerns us as educators because we believe that the pseudoscience of cloning is against God's law. We are a Christian institution of higher learning. We are a Christian school. We do not teach things that we think are contrary to God's law. We also are very mindful of the fact that there is a debate raging in our country about evolution and a relative merits of creationism. We try to introduce our students to scientific theory, but we certainly do not want them to violate God's law. One of our parents was very, very concerned. He had caught his son in a makeshift laboratory in their basement of their home with a chemistry set, and we had told the parents that he should not have. And he was in a rather agitated state. He was making certain statements that we felt were irrational about certain proclamations about creating life. He had some rudimentary information that he had downloaded from the Internet about reanimating dead tissue, which was also, we thought, a grave concern to parents as well as educators that young people have this information.
This boy was in his home?
He was in his home. He was observed by his parents. And he had a chemistry set, one that can be bought in just about any hobby store that has...
What do these chemistry sets contain?
Well, they have basic chemical biology sets. I have microscopes, means of dissecting dead tissue. There are ways of combining elements and chemicals to create chemical reactions. There are some basic and fundamental tools, test tubes and petri dishes, microscopes and this sort of thing that can be used to begin a fundamental or rudimentary work in the home on any chemistry project that a student is assigned. But when you have information that we think is lethal, could be lethal for a number of different reasons, and could be dangerous about reanimating dead tissue and cloning and genetic engineering. Now you have a student, in the case of this one student, who was in the basement of his home and was in a very agitated state.
I want to ask you, what do you mean by an agitated state?
The parents said that he was moving about in the basement laboratory, proclaiming things about creating life, and rubbing his hands together, and acting very agitated, very manic. And
was the kid on drugs?
Not to our knowledge, no. What was happening to this child, and again, this is the nature of young people. They are egotistical. They are self-absorbed. They are naturally curious. And it was his thinking, I suppose, that he had the fundamental building blocks available to him to create life. And so we were feeling that this was just wrong, and his parents, two of our students were caught with videotape copies of the motion picture Frankenstein in their book bags. Now, we are putting parents in our school on alert, and the boys have been suspended, and the teachers and certainly the teaching of chemistry and biology. And
you found two kids who had videotape copies of Frankenstein. Now, you put that together with the stuff they're downloading from the Internet on cloning, DNA manipulation, genetic engineering, and you think these kids are getting involved in some experiments that are just a little over their heads.
Absolutely, Phil. And that is our job as educators, to lead our children and to hopefully direct our children in the right direction in life, and not to get them involved in things that can be potentially very, very dangerous. You put together the fact that two boys were found with Frankenstein video. One boy was in a basement makeshift laboratory in a very manic and agitated state, and information on the Internet about reanimation of dead tissue, and you have a potential for some things being done that we think are violating God's law, and that is our number one priority.
This is a fascinating story, Ms. Bingham. I hope you'll hold on.
Certainly.
Clara Bingham, who is the Dean of Academics at Joyful Union Christian Middle and Senior School, and apparently kids have been downloading information from the Internet on genetic engineering, cloning, DNA manipulation. They are constructing makeshift laboratories. They are taking home makeshift rudimentary little chemistry kits. And apparently the fear there is that they're going to attempt some sort of DNA experimentation, genetic engineering, cloning, or at least in one of the papers, on how to reanimate dead tissue. Interesting stuff. We'll open up the phone lines to your calls and comments at 1-800-449-8686. And frightening stuff, too. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Down in Bellflower at Joyful Union Middle and Senior School, they've sent a letter out to parents. Kids are downloading information off the internet about cloning, about DNA, about genetic engineering, about reanimation of dead tissue. They are, at least in one student's case, setting up basic laboratories in their homes. One student suspended as the result of setting up a laboratory in his home and acting in a, quote, a manic state. Two other students caught with video copies of Frankenstein in their book bags and information on how to clone. Parents have been alerted. And this sounds like, and Clara Bingham is on the line with us from the school, this sounds like a full-fledged, it's not a panic, but it sounds like you're really putting parents on notice.
Absolutely. We just feel that it is so important that young people are directed in the right way. And we think that, again, we teach God's law. We do not want our students involved in anything that can even smack of meddling in the work of the Lord, as well as areas of science that can be potentially dangerous. Cloning and DNA manipulation are in very fundamental stages. They are being looked into and utilized by some scientific centers in a responsible manner under the aegis of the United Nations. But when you have young people who are very curious, who have big egos, who really think highly of themselves and their abilities, and now they are walking around with Frankenstein videos and things like that. And
what is the concern? They're going to start cloning in their houses?
Well, that they are even beginning these experiments. I think this goes beyond any child you would catch with a gun. I think this goes beyond any child you would catch with drugs. I would rather that we have a problem with guns and drugs on our campus than children beginning to experiment in areas that heretofore were reserved for the Creator. And that is what we are most, most upset about.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Hickory on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello. Hickory, hello, you there? No? Atlanta, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. They're yelling for me. I think that that whole claim, or suspending the kids, first off, is asinine, because there's no way that you can make or create a person or anything, or do any sort of DNA replication by buying a household chemistry set. I mean,
well, we're just trying to head them off. We are not sure what they are capable of doing. We do know that they are downloading this information.
I agree with you on having Sophia's information they might be downloading. If they're building bombs, if they're going with things that can hurt them in other sense like that, tenfold. You know, keep them from building bombs, because those things blow up on people all the time, even when they don't intend them to.
I agree with you, sir.
But when you're dealing with the DNA thing, there are a multitude of other things that they're not going to be able to get their hands on, chemicals, you know, certain sort of tools, some little things to suck all the air out of little vacuum areas, like, for instance, potassium.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess with potassium and oxygen's combined with it automatically blows up.
Well, we are concerned that the children are even thinking in this direction. And
you're hearing what this gentleman's saying, though, that the practical application...
I understand that, Phil. What I am saying is that we are concerned that the children are now agitated, that some of them have manic... They're manifesting sort of manic states of mind in terms of what they think they can do. Now, we had to suspend, again, we have suspended three students, one student of which was in a very agitated and manic state.
And in what way?
That he felt he could reanimate dead tissue.
Yeah, but you have kids who run around thinking that they can, you know, be Superman or whatever. I mean, when you're
That's
a child,
right.
you're
but
supposed
but
to
the,
use
these
your imagination.
Children, these children have the practical tools.
They don't have the practical.
And
they have the practical tools to create a bomb. I agree.
Yes.
You can build something, but you cannot reanimate dead tissue. You cannot do
I'm
any
not
cloning.
Even saying,
it is physically impossible with a home chemistry set. Home chemistry sets are made for doing little neat stuff. You can make ammonia, or you might be able to, you know, do something else. But,
but if you combine, if you combine what they can acquire in a home chemistry set, you then combine that with what is available to them in the school. Children can mix and match, and certainly if children can get their hands on guns, they can get their hands on other elements and other instruments that can help them.
But there are instruments that they can't get their hands on. That I mean, because they're built walls in. They're huge. It, like
the
vacuum one that I was telling you about. There is an actual thing that they have to use, which is a big box and glass.
What about the two
gloves to stick your hands in there? And it sucks all the oxygen.
What about the two videos? What about the videos of Frankenstein? What is that about?
What that tells us is the children are now beginning to imagine that they can reanimate dead tissue. I failed to mention that two of those students who were apprehended with the had information they had downloaded from the DNA, and there has been evidence of grave robbing in the area. The Los Angeles Police Department is aware of. So now we are getting into things that are very, very frightening.
Well, what do you mean by grave robbing?
We are afraid that they are taking this information from the internet and attempting to reanimate. That's all I'm saying.
I can see where the grave robbing thing, to where you'd want to stop somebody from doing that if they get in this belief too much.
Yes.
That's fine. That's straight.
Right.
But to suspend the children, that is the completely wrong tactic, and you're going about this.
Well, what would you advise when you have a child who is down in a basement laboratory, rubbing his hands together, acting in a manic state, and proclaiming creating life?
Well, if he's in a manic state, rubbing his hands together, first you check to see if the kid's on any drugs.
Well, that's what I asked. That's what I asked. Was the kid on drugs?
No, he was not.
Well, then you sit there and you check with the kid and ask him why he's doing this. I mean, sit down and rationalize with him.
He was talking about, I can create life.
I used to run around with little socks around my wrist saying that I could fly when I was a kid. I knew I couldn't fly.
But these are high school students. These are not children.
Okay, well, even with the high school student, I mean, there are people who run around thinking they can do all kinds of things. The fact is, they can't. And if they have, the Frankenstein videos.
Well, you know that the information is on the internet about cloning and DNA. You know that young people are very resourceful. I know I've worked with students for a long time.
Yeah, but one other thing you have to keep in mind about the internet, too, is there is nothing proven. I can go on there right now and type up an entire whole website about how I know how to do this. Now you can do this with a home-bought chemistry site.
Right. And some of the information about building bombs might not be all accurate either. You know, but I'm saying that some of it might be. And you put that together with the Frankenstein videos and the grave robbing. We've got ourselves three students that we know of who are in a manic state who believe they are godlike and can reanimate dead tissue and, put bolts in the neck and all of that. We've got to somehow head that off.
All right.
I don't see how suspending, if they're in a manic state and they think that they are godlike.
They need a doctor. They need a psychologist of some kind.
Well, that is the first step, yeah.
I mean, that's a mental condition.
Okay. We got a break, sir. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you the 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Clara Bingham, who is a dean of academics at Joyful Union Middle and Senior School. Students there were caught with information that they had downloaded from the internet having to do with DNA manipulation, genetic engineering, cloning. Tell me the names of you say that there's three distinct papers, Ms. Bingham?
Yes, Phil. One of them is called, this is from a website, it's entitled The Reanimation of Dead Tissue. Another is called Cloning. And these are specifically aimed at young people. I want people to understand this. Cloning, defeating parental and authority figures. And whether or not you can actually do this is not the point. The point is the children think that they can clone parental figures that will be more compliant and authority figures that they will be able to control. Another is called DNA manipulation, and this has a rather whimsical title, Making a Giant Mouse.
And I don't understand. What does that mean?
By manipulating DNA, you can create or manipulate animal forms and life forms. And this has been done by injecting human DNA into certain laboratory rats. They have grown larger. So it's not unheard of.
But is the fear that the kids are going to clone or that they will manipulate DNA or that this information is just, as you said, agitating them?
I think it's twofold. I think you are putting into the children's heads the idea that they can create life and they'll get a complex that is megalomaniacal almost. And the other fear is that there could possibly be down the road some access to equipment, laboratory equipment or otherwise, that the children would be able to utilize and cause some damage in the process. So we are simply saying let's head this off at the pass.
All right, let's go to Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just, ma'am,
Do you feel that we should burn books from the library too?
No, I don't believe we should burn books, but I think we should control what our children read.
So do you believe we're going to close down all the blockbusters in all the states because
I don't think you're hearing her. She said we should control what kids have access to. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
You don't control what your kid has access to?
No, yeah, I agree to some extent, but
I mean, do you control? Let me ask you a question. Pardon me, Ms. Bingham, but do you have kids?
No, if you had kids, I take care of.
So, in other words, the kids in your care can have access to anything.
No,
movies.
She has a point. There's things that kids shouldn't be watching and kids shouldn't have access to. But you're going to extreme. Ms. Bingham, have you sat down and educated these children? Have you counseled them?
Well, we have talked to them. Yes, they have had counseling. One of the children, as I mentioned, is in some very serious need of counseling.
Okay. I taught private school for 5 years in California.
I imagine it's the same all over the country. I'm not saying that this is something that is limited to Southern California. I'm saying that this is information that children are downloading from the Internet. And so it is information that is available to them no matter where they live in this country.
But you're now taking education from people. You're saying that the whole batch of science is bad now because now...
We do not want the children applying the reanimation of dead tissue paper or anything else in their chemistry classes.
I understand, but now you're taking away all of the education.
No,
you're eliminating all the classes.
Their chemistry and their biology.
How do you graduate kids without knowing chemistry and biology?
We are going to suspend the chemistry and biology classes for the foreseeable future till we can get a handle on what it is that the children have access to. And yes, we did remove the Frankenstein videos. We feel that simply furthers an agitated state in a young person's mind as to some super ego or some idea that they are creators of life.
Thanks for your call. Here is Germantown on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Is this Germantown?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Germantown, Tennessee here. I've been teaching for 22 years, and I would like to know where you teach, where your chemistry and biology teachers think that they have the materials there to clone life.
No, we do not believe we have those materials. What we are afraid of is that the children will take the information that they are downloading from the Internet, and they will acquire materials that will make it easy for them to begin the reanimation of dead tissue. We have had incidents of grave robbing.
Outside of the realm of the school. The grave robbing is in your city, correct?
Is it by your students? We don't know. If it is by our students, we have a very serious problem.
But you have to go
further than suspend them because they could be taking whatever it is they're robbing out of the grave, moving it into an underground laboratory.
Well, then you have
the
more serious problems there than I could possibly imagine because that could happen anywhere.
That's why I'm
and
here.
And knowledge of cloning someone is not the same as endorsing it or having the ability to do it. Time Magazine puts out articles on cloning. Newsweek does. People Magazine.
The scientific process on how to clone has never been made available to young people until
the internet. Certainly it is.
The specific scientific steps that one takes, the materials needed, the equipment needed. This is the same as telling a child how to build a bomb or how to build a gun
or anything else
like that. Now, if you're a high school teacher and you have young people who are out robbing graves and trying to reanimate the dead brains of people, and it's not on high school property, you still have to be concerned about that.
Then that's against the law.
But you have to be concerned about that if that's one of your students.
I am not going to suspend my chemistry and biology classes because I have 3 or 4 students out of 1,800.
Now you got 3 students.
Who have broken the law?
Now, but it's more than that. You're putting this together with this information, Ms. Bingham.
We are putting together the grave robbing with the reanimation of dead tissue and the Frankenstein videos. All of those put together.
And Frankenstein is a classic, am I correct?
Yes, but it also puts into the minds of the young people that they have the ability to be godlike and they can reanimate dead tissue.
Now, I don't know what kind of child goes to a Christian school.
Well, we are Christian people, and we do not believe in meddling in the work of the Creator.
But they study scientific procedures.
Studying is one thing, but trying to apply it is something else.
So if a student were to download information about the attack on Pearl Harbor, we might be concerned that they might.
No, but if they start to try to build a bomb, then we would be.
This is more than just downloading the information. You're saying that they are now trying to apply it in laboratories.
That is exactly correct.
In your school.
And that is when I would be very, very. Yes, in
our
school and in our homes. Are you really a high school teacher?
Oh, yes, ma'am,
because
for 22 years.
You have. Wow, whereabouts is this?
In Germantown, Tennessee.
Well, I think you have a very tenuous grasp on children
and
how curious they are. And we had a child who was rubbing his hands together.
And I am in a public school.
Proclaiming creating life and walking around in a laboratory.
Well, then you have some problems with your student.
Well, that's exactly right.
And your parents.
Well, what
you don't have a problem with chemistry and biology,
and it sounds like
you have a real problem with religion.
What if
you get rid of those students?
What if your child in your school was trying to bring back to life a dead body? What would you do?
If it's illegal, he's out of school.
I don't think it's illegal to bring back to life a dead body.
To dig someone up out of the ground? In our state, it is.
To dig them out of the ground, but to bring them back to life?
Well, wait a second.
To bring back a dead body.
If you download information on the reanimation
then that's going to bring back a dead body.
And if it works, I don't know.
You mean from a computer, we are going to bring back a dead body?
If they have the information on this paper that the boy downloaded, I don't know.
Yeah, but surely the information on this paper has got to be a load of crap. Reanimating dead tissue? I mean,
Mr. Henry, it is not so much what the children are capable of doing, it's what it's doing to them mentally. They're running around with Frankenstein videos. They're putting on long white coats. And they're going through all the paces.
And this is all in your school?
Yes.
Well, then you have a real problem within your school.
Well, that's what I'm on the air talking about. And I'm also, that's what I'm on the air talking about. And I'm also warning you. We caught one boy with rubber gloves.
Well, we have rubber gloves in our school. We have to as a precaution.
Well, what is he doing with rubber gloves in a Frankenstein video?
Well, you know,
okay,
there it is.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And we have rubber gloves in every classroom.
It's
a precaution.
You have rubber gloves in every classroom?
In every classroom. You have to.
Not if you are putting that together. Are they allowed to take them off campus?
No, the students don't.
Yes.
They are available in every classroom.
The child was taking the rubber gloves off campus. Wearing a white coat and the Frankenstein video.
Can you get rid of that student?
Well, all right. Thank you very much. I think she's been basically saying that. Maui on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I would just like to say I think it's very unreasonable and irrational the kind of treatment that these kids receive for, I mean, maybe having like Frankenstein videos in their bags.
That's not the only reason.
And even like these things, like it seems to me that this is like a symptom of kind of like the problem we're having now that we have these tragic events happen in our schools. I think now that maybe we're just, instead of trying to take a reasonable, rational approach to how we deal with our kids and the internet and things like that, I understand in instances of maybe bomb making materials and that type of a thing, but for something like this.
What is the difference when you have a child? He's not making a bomb, but he is attempting to manipulate life. And what is the difference, ultimately, when you have the United Nations has prescribed this kind of theory in the laboratories of scientists who are far more qualified, but you have high school students doing this?
See, the thing is, it's like when you talk about like suspending a student, that's a very traumatic thing to happen to a student.
Are you familiar with DNA manipulation and cloning?
But see, the whole...
Are you familiar with any of these processes? Have you seen Frankenstein? Do you know what children do when they are
children are going trick-or-treating as Frankenstein since they were 6 years old.
But they're not cloning dead
American
tissue.
Culture.
But they're not cloning dead tissue.
I think that's a really whacked-out way of looking at, like, thinking that a kid can actually, or even, not even a kid, but a young man, even somebody who had even a very good understanding of the way chemistry is to be able to reanimate life. I think it's just so irrational and unreasonable
to think that
kind of a thing could even happen. It's completely different than the kids have bomb-making materials and stuff. That is something that is generally, that has been accepted that can be done in a vast way. I mean, you can make very cheap pipe bombs even. There's a lot of ways you can make a bomb.
But I don't know one way
you can reanimate life.
Well, what we're trying to do is let the parents know. We have told them not to allow unauthorized purchases of electrical equipment. elevating equipment and these things.
When you say electrical equipment, what do you mean?
Anything that can be used to reinfuse a nervous system with electrical impulse.
Oh, that's a bunch of baloney, lady.
No,
look,
what we are simply advising the parents. That's all I'm saying.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you're talking about suspending students and things like that, you know, you should have a really good reason. You have to be able to be calm and rational and look at the issue. Don't, you know, I think what people are doing is they're, because of the tragedy we've had in our schools with kids and guns and things like
that. There's a lot of paranoia about,
these other subjects and
causing a lot
of problems with kids. And instead of talking to them and me talking to the parents and going, look, this is, let's deal with this, you know, suspending and then canceling whole classes of biology, it seems a little bit irrational. And
well, what will you say, sir, if one of these students is successful at reanimating, you laugh.
They probably get the Nobel Prize, to tell you the truth.
That's it, yeah.
You're in Maui?
Yes.
You are awfully wound tight for a man living in such a beautiful place. You know.
Actually, it's funny you see that because our island was just voted again for the sixth time the most beautiful island in the world. But, no,
okay.
I mean, it has nothing to do with that. I try and stay in touch with what I think are the reasonable issues, even though we're considered as being at the elbow of the United
States. We are advising parents not to allow unauthorized purchases of electrical equipment, elevating equipment, anything that can reinfuse a nervous system with electrical impulse, DNA manipulation, cloning manipulation. Also, some of these children who are watching Frankenstein, Reanimator,
that's all quackery stuff. I mean, any reasonable, especially a teacher, it just seems unreasonable to me that you would actually be so serious about thinking that could be something that would be so harmful. Kids are creative
and they
do some dumb things, but that seems a little bit too far-fetched for me.
You're not allowing them to
substantiate that in any kind of way.
You're not allowing them to watch the weird science videos?
As a precaution, yeah.
Weird science videos. All right, sir, thanks for your call.
What if somebody wanted to watch The Nutty Professor, you know, because they didn't want to be fat anymore, and they're going to go get The Nutty Professor and then start making chemistry to make themselves thin?
Well, sir, if you want to be responsible for what a child can glean from that video, then... And
are you saying that if I watch Son of Flubber?
I am saying be careful what your children watch.
Even Son of Flubber...
The show The Blob? What, you know? I mean, there's a million shows about...
No, we are talking about... I'm not familiar
Honey
with The Blob.
The kids.
I'm not
stop
familiar
all
with...
these people from watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I'm not familiar with that incident.
Go out and make some kids small?
I'm not familiar with that incident. I'm sorry.
What incident?
The movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Everybody's seen it. It's like a Disney movie, you know? I mean,
You're saying that did not happen.
That did not happen, no.
What was real and what's reality and what's...
Okay.
And not suspend kids over this.
Thank you, sir, for your call. We have to break. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I turned the mic off. Whoops. Probably a good idea. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Clara Bingham with us. A really strange conversation we're having here about kids who were caught at their school, Joyful Union Middle and Senior School, with information they downloaded from the internet on cloning, DNA manipulation, the reanimation of dead tissue, and they are sending out a flyer to all the parents, alerting them to the kids are downloading this information, and that some of them have tried to put together some rudimentary at-home laboratories. Now, one in the news story that I read, Ms. Bingham, and the kids are trying to clone, I guess, or trying to reanimate dead tissue. You mentioned there's been grave robbing. There was also something in the story about how some of the children from the elementary school, the younger children, have been hired as lab assistants.
Yes, this is something else that troubles us very much, that the seniors and juniors that were caught with this information, the one young man who had a basement laboratory had hired one of the elementary students to be a lab assistant or to be at some kind of an assistant to run around and do his bidding, as he said it. This is very troublesome when you put together the fact they're downloading this information, the rubber gloves and the white coat.
What are these guys? They think they're Frankenstein?
Our feeling is that there is a megalomania. There is a delusions of grandeur on the part of these children that they're going to create life and have a lab assistant run around and keep it in a cage.
And so they're hiring elementary school students to keep the life they create in a cage?
In a vault of some kind. One of the students mentioned a vault or something like that, yes.
Wow. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on my PhD in microbiology, so I'm kind of familiar with the whole cloning issue.
Yes.
And I really think that the actual information they're getting off the Internet is pretty much harmless. I mean, if you look at bomb making, they're going to, if they get that information, it's feasible that they can make a bomb, but it's really not feasible that they're going to clone anything or bring tissue back to.
Well, what about the grave robbing?
The grave robbing is totally separate. I mean, you're saying that downloading information about cloning is causing them to grave rob?
Well, what I'm saying is that they are trying to reanimate parts of human bodies, sewing them together and that sort of thing.
So they rob these graves and they actually get the bodies?
That is my understanding, yes.
Well, you know, I think that's a deeper problem than just cloning. But you know, I think that
can they reanimate the dead tissue?
I would say no.
And our field, of course, is hiring the elementary school students as lab assistants.
Well, you know, I mean, when I was little, I was going to dig a hole down under the ground and, mm-hmm. you know, build a city. But my mom let me dig until, you know, next year, and I'd never ever do it.
Did you download that information?
Did I download this information?
No, the information about building a city.
Oh, well, I didn't have to at that point, but I'm just saying that it doesn't matter if they have that information. If they can't do anything with it, then I don't understand why.
And the hiring of lab assistants, what, to keep the creature in a vault?
That was my understanding, yes.
Well, I just...
So what are these is just the fantasies of kids.
We can't be too sure.
Well, you know, you're a Christian school, was this right?
Yes, as a Christian school.
As a Christian school, your duty and your obligation is to teach them the values that you want them to have.
Yeah, we don't want them, raising a body up and having lightning strike it and all of that nonsense.
Well, I mean,
with the elevation equipment and everything else.
You know, but they're going to do what they're going to do. You can teach them what
they're
going to
do. And if one day you walk home and they've got something in a vault, are you going to say, well, they did what they did?
Well, one day I walk home and somebody shoots me or blows up a bomb on me.
And if something comes out of a vault at you?
The only thing I'm asking you
a straight question.
I'm trying to deal with the subject here. And
but I'm dealing with the subject,
it's
too.
It's to teach them values.
And then they choose
whether they do that or not. And even when they leave your school, then when they leave, they can pursue these issues. I mean, you're not going to stop it.
Even if a scarred freak comes out of a vault really slow, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I mean, this is science fiction,
no.
Really.
Well, I want to make sure it stays fiction
okay.
and not fact. Okay?
Okay, so did you stop the biology and chemistry classes?
With his arms straight out?
Did you stop the biology and chemistry classes?
Of course. We don't want any thing coming out and people lighting torches.
What about children that are interested in things other than this that need an education about other things?
Well, we have
a club. You don't want to punish them.
We've got a club on vampires that we've started on campus.
Well, I mean, there you go. Don't start a club on vampires.
There you go. That's it.
Phil Henry Show.